what happened today with the Falcons. They had a scrimmage, guys, simulated game scrimmage. It went really well. We'll tell you what we saw today, who stood out. Also, as we get ready for Friday's game, you'll hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The reason why they did this today is because a lot of starters aren't going to play. And Raheem Morris said, we want to get as much simulated real action, one-on-ones as possible, knowing that going into week one of the preseason. So we will talk about that, guys. Also, Divine Diablo, who stopped by Andy and Randy, you'll hear what he had to say about this defense and his journey here. Mike, by the way, that's another guy we hadn't talked a lot about. I like what I'm seeing from Divine Diablo.
I mentioned, I think, briefly earlier in the week, he is bigger than I think you expect. You saw some of the video from the Raiders. Unless he maybe put some size or hit the weight room in the offseason.
Size matters.
Yes, it does. Indeed. He's a big guy, and you combine him with Caden Ellis. And by the way, we didn't mention, just real quick before we get to talking some dogs, and a strong position about being a fan in Atlanta is I missed the Raw press conference, but I heard from you and the other guys that were there talking about Troy Anderson.
Mm.
And it sure as heck sounds like Troy Anderson ain't going to be playing anytime soon. So for whatever reason, this guy that was a combine darling, and look, if we go on to make the playoffs this year, we can forgive some second-round bust, but second-round picks are not throwaways. And going back to Dimitroff and to Terry Fontenot, it's been a mixed bag at best for second-rounders, but this guy just can't stay healthy. And when you see the kind of the work that Nick Benito and the record and what he's getting on the field as far as sacks and pressures on that good defense, it's just one of those I think the Falcons wish they had back. But either way, Troy Anderson, I think Raw was being a little cryptic, but talking to a lot of the media, it sounds like we're not going to see him for a long time.
Yeah, and look, we've hinted towards this. We'll see what the final roster cuts look like, but I think you're right about this, and I don't think it should be a surprise to anybody. We've not seen him since camp started, and it doesn't get better when you're not on the field as camp continues to progress. You are slowly but surely losing your opportunity every day because somebody is showing up. This is the NFL. So, Mike, you know, not to be crass, but I need guys that are going to play on Sunday and be out there and trying to win games for this community, man, and win the games for Atlanta. I don't need guys that can't play.
No.
And so that's where Troy is, and it's unfortunate because the high expectations for him was off the charts with what he did last year for the short period of time he was out there.
He is kind of the definition of a combine darling in the sense that he was a guy from a small school that played multiple positions but really had only played linebacker for like 2 years. And so – and guys go, well, it's always easy in hindsight. No, it's not.
No.
It's not complicated. Here's a guy from a big program in Oklahoma. Name is Nick Benito. This guy's got 28 sacks for the Denver Broncos. That's a big number in just 3 years. That's impressive as heck.
It is.
You know, and Troy Anderson has missed more time than he's played in his career here. So, again, it's a results-driven business. He's a really good young man. We saw how athletic and dynamic he can be. He helped. You probably don't win that Saints game without him with the pick six.
True, true.
At Mercedes-Benz earlier in the season, but can't stay on the field.
Look, I'm not going to dive too much into this, but I do want to lay out why we're asking you this question. If you're from the A, you're from Georgia. And I know we have a lot of transplants here, right? It's just what it is. Many of us flew here. Many of you were born here. Born here, bred here, gonna die here. But if you're from here, and I have a friend and a neighbor who asked me this the other day. Actually, we got to talking, and he wanted to know how the teams were doing. And I said, hey, you know, who's your squad? And he said, man, I don't really cheer for, you know, Atlanta teams. And I said, wait a minute, aren't you from here?
What?
And he said, yeah. I said, well, why not? Like, what happened? Did you have a bad experience or something?
Right.
He said, nah, I just, you know, all my teams, I cheer for other teams. And, Mike, I just had a hard time understanding that. And I got to tell you, we've all had rough times with anywhere you're born or raised. And, by the way, the dumbest thing I ever heard when I got here was, you know, Delta flies every day. Because when I was five, I wanted to be here, and I didn't have a choice, you know, to live where my parents lived. None of us had that opportunity. Wherever you were raised is where you were raised. But now that you're here, and I know a lot of you who have come to Atlanta have taken on the teams. You've adopted this team. Great. That's what it should be. You should be caring about the team in which the city you live in. But if you're from here and you're not cheering for the teams, I don't understand that. And Gordon is our on-site engineer, College Park dude. Like, he's shaking his head right now. And I'm like, I just didn't get that. And I apparently am not the only one, because I kind of put this out on social media, and there were other people like, yeah, man, I have a hard time cheering for the home teams too. Hard time or you don't cheer for
them? Yeah, I mean, what is it about? I mean, again, Carl just laid it out. If I had known that I was going to be doing radio for 20, God, it's been a while, man. If I was going to be doing radio for 27 years in Atlanta, I'd have told Dad to move us down to Georgia. You know, I don't think I could have probably gotten into Georgia back in 86. I went to Florida State. But growing up, that's why I always try to draw comparisons, because if you were a Braves fan in the 70s, it's like being a Mets fan in the 70s. With few exceptions, it was basically a lot of depression, a lot of bad baseball. But Carl's heard the story so many times now, he could probably do this bit by himself. But when I asked my dad, why aren't we Yankee fans? My father said, it's easy to be a Yankee fan. They got all the money. They got all the stars. He goes, it's hard to be a Mets fan. You know, but we are the people you should root for. We're the underdog. The Brooklyn Dodgers were the first guys to integrate baseball with Jackie Robinson. Yankees didn't have a black player till the mid-50s. It resonated with me. He goes, we're the guy that really embraces what the city is. It's a city of immigrants. It's a city of everything coming together, the best of America. And my dad says, someday when we win, it'll be twice as sweet. And luckily, I was able to be there in 86 when it happened with my dad. But that's, guys always ask me all the time, why are you a Falcons fan? Because I was a Mets fan. You know, because I learned the hard way. Sweat equity, heartbreak equity, that's the definition of being a fan. And I get it. Maybe younger people, it doesn't matter if you're younger or older. Some guys don't want to put that work in. But I will never understand guys who have a Lakers jersey, a Yankees hat, you know, in their closet. I mean, to me, I lived in Miami. I didn't know the Dolphins from Adam. I just said, I want to be involved with the community. I want to be a sports fan in this city. Mm-hmm. I bought Dolphin tickets. And don't get me wrong, it was a lot of fun when Dan Marino was there with Shula.
I agree. Everywhere I've been, whether it was Dallas or Houston or Denver, and they're all different cities, you try to engage and get involved because you want to know what's going on with the sports teams. Here's the thing that he told me, and I just found it interesting, and you guys can hit us up. Michelle King, we love you. She is a longtime Dukes and Bell listener. She lives in Washington State now. She just hit me up. She says, you know I'm a Georgia native, born and raised. Ain't no way I'm cheering for the Seahawks. Go Falcons, go
Braves.
She's
on the Odyssey app every day, by the way. Go you
Hawks.
Should, too.
And here's the deal. He told me, and to your point, Mike, this is what he said, because I said, why? And he said, because when I was growing up, none of our teams won anything. And I found myself cheering for the teams that were winning. This is the front-running thing that you were talking
about. Which I don't vibe.
Right?
Everybody's sports DNA is different.
It's different.
I was just raised, you got to put the work in, because someday the worm will turn.
Well, I'm saying this because I got to tell you guys something. And I told Mike this 10 years ago, because we had this conversation about this city. And look, we've come in, and we have a great show, and we're fortunate that you guys make us. But at the end of the day, I said this was a gold mine. And the reason why is because our teams had not peaked yet. The Braves had great success, but all these other teams hadn't peaked. This was prior to Atlanta United. And I said to Mike, when the Falcons take off, and it might just be starting, hear me. This playing is going to get crazy. Georgia has been fortunate enough to win back-to-back. Now everybody's on Georgia. Everybody that won Georgia fans, all of a sudden now are Georgia fans, because Georgia's really good now. And there are a lot of you out there who are listening right now who you didn't want to cheer for Georgia. And now you are, because you know they're good. There are a lot of people who have not been vested in these Falcons who are not necessarily hardcore Falcon fans, Mike. This team could get good. And when it does, you know what's going to happen.
The bandwagon will have plenty of space.
It's going to have space.
And we're not going to be exclusive. We'll be inclusive. But still, the fans who know and they're there, that we see every week.
Put it in, man.
The 55,000 hardcore Falcon fans.
Put it in.
That are not sitting in those seats four deep from the bench, drinking those big gin and tonics, whatever you drink. The fans who are sitting in the 200s in the corners, the 100s in the corners, and the 300 up top, you know, that are the real Falcon fans. Look, I hate the way the stadium was designed. I don't hate the stadium. The stadium's amazing. I don't get corporate hospitality. I don't give a flip. I had to catch myself.
Thank you.
I'm just there for the football. I love to have a bar that's convenient and food options, and that's great. I'm there to watch football, but I'm the exception, because everybody now wants all the bells and whistles for baseball, football, and basketball.
No doubt. 404-726-0929. If you're on either side of this, you can hit us up, text us, let us know what you think. I just found it interesting to have this conversation with friend, love the dude, but when he said that, I was like, how are you going to be from here? You know how many people I meet every day? Like, I'm a Grady baby. I met a guy the other day. He had a Grady baby tattoo on his arm.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about being proud from being here, right? And I'm like, hey, you from Atlanta? He's like, come on, man. Tapped his arm. I'm like, oh, state of Georgia outline, Grady baby. There's pride that goes into this. And if you're not from here, I wouldn't ask you to be invested like that. Maybe you've been here like Mike. Maybe you've been here like me, 15, whatever it's been years. And now this is where I'm at. Right. My daughter has more Georgia in her than she has anything else. She was raised here. Atlanta's her home. This is what she talks about. That's us. So I don't know about you, but, Mike, there are people here who have raised their kids who have come from somewhere else that these are their teams now. This is who she relates to and who she likes to watch.
Right.
I don't understand how you could be like, yeah, man, I'm here, but I don't really cheer for the teams. I just don't understand it.
Well, you and I have talked about it. It's Dukes and Bell guys live from Buffalo's Cafe here in Flowery Branch. Come on, join the party. We're here till 6:30 tonight because we got somewhat United pregame. So we're going a little extra tonight for you. But we talked, Carl, you hit on it. It's hard to root for a bad team. Now, the Falcons for years never had back-to-back winning seasons, and then things change. We know what happened in Super Bowl 51. We talk about it almost every day. But I don't turn away from that. I mean, we've had 7 years without the playoffs, and I get it. For many fans, that's hard to deal with. If you feel the team isn't being run properly, that's why, guys, I rant and rave about the Braves, because the Braves are, the last couple of years, were this close.
This close.
You need to put it over the top. And they didn't do that. And now we're in another place. We'll see how they address it. But the Falcons, guys, you can go from worst to first in the NFL. It happens all the time. It's happened in this division a number of times. But I'm with Carl. Not telling you how to be a fan. Not telling you how to spend your money. But I was raised to put in the hard work, the sweat equity. Yes, I'm a New York Rangers fan. When we get a hockey team, if we get a hockey team in Forsyth, I don't know how many times I'll get to go.
We're
going to
be all over.
But I'll be all in.
We're going to be all over.
But I'm with Carl. I just think... Once you plant some roots for your kids, hey, yeah, you know what? We're going to go see Grandma and Grandpa in Chicago. We'll go see a Cubs game or a Sox game or a Bears game. But your heart's in Atlanta.
That's it. 404-726-0929. Had to have that conversation with you guys today because I just found it weird. And, again, you go to other cities. I'm in all of them. Go to Ohio and ask somebody if they're from there that they ain't cheering for the teams. That they're
right.
There's no way it's happening. Go to Philly and ask them who they're cheering. Like, it's not happening. And your excuse for that is, well, they're not transplant cities. Bullcorn. They have people from all over as well. It's ingrained that if you're from there, right, these are the teams I'm cheering for.
Right. Now, again, that's what made United so successful from the jump. Everybody could get on board from the jump. Unfortunately, the last couple of years, they haven't lived up to it.
Good stuff. We're coming back. We'll tell you about the Dogs and whether or not they can keep this home streak alive. Also, Andy and Randy's interview with Divine Diablo.
Divine Diablo?
And what Mike and I saw at the scrimmage today, guys, it was pretty good stuff.
It's good.
It's Dukes and Bell.